Okay, everybody. It is the Pacifica Audit Committee called to order at 8:40 p.m. on December 13th, 2021. Hang on, let me get my agenda out. I guess we'll do a roll call first. So let me run through that. Adriana Casanave, Darlene Pagano, Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Eric, I saw you. You're here. Okay. James McFadden.
Here.
Okay. Janine Rohn. Janine Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah.
Okay, Marilyn Vogt Downey.
Here.
Ron Pinchbeck. No, Ron. Sandra Rawline.
I'm Rawlin. Here.
Rawlin, right? Okay.
Yes,
Shandy
Rawlin.
Weinman.
He's here.
And William Herwagen.
They're present.
Okay, great. And me, Eileen Rosen, as the chair. So that makes. That makes. Well, that didn't work. Sorry, I just trying to do this differently. Copy that. Okay, well, that's not working. A formula. I have to do this. That makes eight of us. The 12. So we needed seven for quorum. So we're good. Okay. Would anyone like to serve as timekeeper tonight?
Timekeeper? What are the timekeeper subjects? Is it
yeah,
for
just
people
keep
taking
a
or
sort
topic?
Of, you know, there's only eight of us. And, oh, I'm sorry. Before we go there, let me say that George Walter from NETA is also on the line. And Anita Sims may join us later. She had something else to do. If she gets out of it early enough, she'll join us. If not, not. We only have a couple of points on the agenda, although I don't know if anybody else will have additional ones. So basically just keep an eye on things, yes?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that we keep this kind of free-flowing and without any time restrictions, to allow people to speak, but that if anyone should go extensively over a couple of minutes or making their point. In other words, if anybody
yeah.
wants to lecture, then we can request that they step back and
okay.
be put on the stack. But, you know, just kind of one of those free-flowing meetings where we allow all of the members that are present to
gotcha.
Weigh in. Just
yeah,
a suggestion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have to be strict, I don't think, unless, you know, time starts running short. Okay, good. I'm for that. Let me just see, has anybody else come on? I looked. Darlene Pagano is here. Hi, Darlene. And right, let me mark her as here. Great. Okay, so we will continue.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, is that Darlene?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, couldn't hear you at first, I guess.
Sorry.
You are kind of breaking up a little bit, I think.
Well, I probably don't have much to say, so probably it won't matter.
Well, okay, if you change your mind about that, if you get inspired,
right.
then we'll worry about
We've
it.
We've all got something to say.
Something, yes. All right, so the agenda has really just a few points on it. First, I put a brief update from the chair, myself, on the 2021 audit. Second point was on the re-engagement of the audit firm Rogers & Company and the review of the engagement letter. And the next point, or final point, was something we talked about in the last meeting, which was to discuss the audit committee's preference in terms of reviewing Violetta. And I put some notes in the agenda on that. Then any new business that comes up, and then adjourn. Can we approve the agenda, or are there any objections?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I move that we approve the agenda as read out.
Okay. Anybody else?
I second.
Okay. I'm not sure. I always forget. I don't think we actually need the second thing in committees, but I could be wrong. It doesn't hurt to do it. Okay, thank you. Did people get a chance to, I don't think I mentioned that another point after the approval of the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Did people have a chance to look at them? They were pretty short.
I did look at them, and it jogged a lot of memories for me because it's been a while.
Yeah, I understand.
Move approval as submitted.
Okay, who was that that did that? Who said that?
That was Sandy.
Oh, okay, Sandy. Does anyone object? All right, hearing no objections. Where did my cursor go? Okay, thanks.
Eric to the stack, Eileen, on that.
Eric, go ahead.
Additional note. I take it that since I didn't routinize it for very long, you're right, it was kind of on the brief side. We follow the same practice as other committees with respect to suggestions to edit the minutes or amplify them or at any
time. Well, they're not even – oh, I'm sorry. I think I know what you mean. They're not even suggestions. It's just the way it is. Minutes can always be changed if somebody finds something wrong in them.
So if I were to actually take the time in the spirit of what was just said to re-listen to our last meeting, and as a result of that, I wanted to make an amendment, propose one, I could do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to interject. Thanks.
Okay, great. Yeah. I kept them short because I had a lot of notes, but I didn't. I mean, minutes are really to record decisions or resolutions, votes, things like that. So I didn't think I needed to put in all the discussion. I didn't feel like typing that much, for sure. So I put in a little bit of commentary on what Jorge Diaz told us about the audited financial statements, the audit, that is. I just put in what happened. So that's those.
Eileen?
Yeah? Yes, me.
I think to get my head straight here, on our agenda, for tonight, it says July 20th, doesn't it? Or am I looking at the wrong sheet?
Yes, I failed to. Oh, wait a minute.
I failed to
change the date. So just cross it out. About that.
All right.
I ended up going through like several documents and I lost track, apparently.
All right.
Okay, good. Thanks for them. Sorry. Everybody. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it happens. Okay. Yeah? Was somebody going to say something?
No. I'm wondering if it was me, but I'm...
Hang on one second. Janine is calling me. I guess she probably wants to get on. One second. I'll be right back.
Is anybody there?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, good. Okay. It got very quiet.
Okay. Hi, Janine will be calling in. She lost her numbers. Okay. So, next item on the agenda. So, brief update from myself on the fiscal year 2021 audit. I had told the NETA people and Jorge, our auditor, that we probably wouldn't need them to be on here tonight, but that they were certainly welcome to join us. I guess what we're hoping for on the 2021 audit and the 990, the 990, if we didn't file for an extension, it would be due on February 15th. And we always need to have the audit done before the 990, which is the tax return, because you take the numbers for the 990 from all the work that was done on the audit. So we could probably ask George if he's willing to give us an idea on how the 2021 numbers are going. George, you there? Are you able to do that?
Yes, not in a lot of detail.
No, just in a general sense.
Yeah. Well, as you know, since July, we took over the books of KPFK, and so that's been taking a little bit of catching up and figuring out what was going on, and so I would say the four divisions or entities that we manage are in pretty good shape, and I believe we're close to pulling trial balances, which really starts the process. So we're in the best shape calendar-wise, in my recollection, and probably 10 years before that, based on the report dates that I've seen for the last 10 years. So, we're in decent shape, and once we get that together and see it in a consolidated fashion, and put the support to the numbers, that's when other questions come up. And so those are questions that we handle at NETA and try to get those work papers into proper shape for the auditors so they can be expeditious about it. In terms of being done by February 15th, that's in the realm of possibility, but not likely, but there's no reason that I see why we'd be much beyond that.
Okay. It would just be, a novelty almost to get it in without having to get the 990 in without having to ask for an extension, but there's really nothing wrong with asking for an extension. So it doesn't really matter,
right.
Even as a point of pride, maybe, but it's
automatic.
Fine. But I wouldn't want to put it off for, many months because it wasn't due, so that'll be great to get it in before all the due dates.
Yes.
Way before them. Okay, thank you for that, George. That's helpful. Does anybody have any questions on that part, on this point? Okay. All right, we can move on then. The next point has to do with the re-engagement of the audit firm of Rogers & Company and the review of the management letter. So I guess everybody probably... Hello? Is that just a previous noise? Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'll put myself on mute.
Oh, okay.
This is Sandra.
Also,
I think I was turning pages or something. Sorry.
Oh, maybe that was it. Okay.
Also, Chair, this is Janine Roan. I'm present. I've been present for
Janine.
10 minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, since I speak with my book, let me just take a minute to mark you here. Great. Okay, we're actually only missing two people after all. which is Adriana and Ron. Ron is terming out, so we won't see him back next year. Yes, so everybody should have gotten their copy of the engagement letter to have Rogers and Company perform our audit and 990 for the 2021 fiscal year. I don't know if anybody had any questions about that.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
Yes, Sandra, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I don't have any questions regarding the engagement letter. It seems pretty straightforward, as have all of their previous engagement letters and those of other auditors. I guess my biggest concern is that if something different happens with the bylaws or the election, how will that affect the audit committee? Will we continue on, or will our replacements replace us and then they continue on? Or does anybody know what happens next if, well, there's bylaws amendments and there's lawsuits and there's all kinds of litigation going on? And, you know, from where I sit on the Pacifica National Board as the chair of the personnel committee, you know, we did our interviews over the weekend. And at least a couple of people expressed a concern about, was there anything going on that might be detrimental to them being hired if they were selected? So, I mean, that's probably a little out of order, and I apologize. But curious to know if anybody has anything to weigh in on that. Thank you.
Does anyone else want to speak before I put my 4 cents back in again?
No.
Okay, I'll just go ahead then.
Chair, this is Janine. I have one question, but it's unrelated.
Oh, can we come back to that after this then?
Sure.
If it's unrelated, yeah. The engagement letter has already been signed by Lydia, and I believe that a signed engagement letter is equal to being, it's a contract. So I don't think that anything that happens within the, you know, foreseeable, the next few months, say, I don't think any of that would change our arrangements with Rogers and Company. I can't see how it would. Unless somehow somebody had the authority and the desire to put a stop to it all, but I can't see, I can't see a situation where that would happen, but who knows? I think Rogers and Company have been doing a great job of, you know, why would anybody want to stop them in their tracks? So, somebody was speaking?
James Destack.
Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
My only question about the contract was, I assume there's been previous contracts, and so is this any different than the previous one except for maybe the dollar?
Nope. It's a little higher. It goes up like 3 or 4% every year. Uh-huh.
But all the text in the, you know, it looked like kind of pretty much boilerplate contract.
Exactly. I think there's nothing new. There's nothing different. You know, they contract to do what they do. And that's pretty much it. Just taking a note. Yeah. Yeah, all the letters. And I found all the engagement letters going back to, I think, fiscal year 2017. So, yeah, they're pretty much the same. Weren't completely the same. I didn't compare them word for word. Although I discovered today that there is a way to compare documents in Adobe, in Adobe Acrobat, but I didn't do that for you. Yeah. So there we go. We do want to. We have a little bit of the a little bit of a timing issue, shall we say, with the engagement letter. And I know some people were unhappy about that, that actually the IED signed it before the audit committee had the chance to see the letter or to, you know, even accept it or just sign off on it, kind of. And normally the audit committee is supposed to at least approve it, you know, say that we are in agreement with this letter and it can move on. We didn't get to do that this time. Part of that was timing that I didn't, well, maybe all of it, that I didn't really want to get into too much detail about before, but essentially Pacifica owed some money to Rogers and Company, and I think it's one of the auditors, generally auditors' practices not to admit a new engagement letter before they've been brought up to date with payments. So the payment took was a little later than we might have hoped. So once it got made, then the engagement letter was generated and it was signed, and then the auditors could get to work. I guess people didn't want to wait until this meeting and for us to look it over before it was signed. But I think I was thinking that we should look it over and give our opinion on it anyway if we do accept it. So I would like to take a vote on that if you all are okay, if you all agree with that. If we want
Janine,
to vote to accept it or not. Sorry? Yeah, Janine, go ahead.
Adriana? So I, and this could have been before I came on, but I'm curious if there's a timeline at all to the audit.
We did discuss it a little bit a little while ago, and just that NETA is crunching the numbers, and then they will get to the part where the auditors can get involved. And it's the first time we've really gotten to an audit in good time, you know, in a normal period of time after the year ends. So we're happy about that. And, you know, I guess George was thinking we could have it done sometime late February, sometime during March, not really sure yet, but something like that. We don't have a detailed timeline. But it's looking good because it's much cleaner this year than in previous years. The information that's...
if I could follow up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, would there be a check-in point in February or March?
When the audit is going on, we tend to get in touch with both NETA and the auditors more often, just to see how things are going. Sometimes it's just me doing that. Once in a while, we have a meeting with NETA and or the auditors, sometimes just NETA, just to see if they're having any roadblocks or problems that we might be able to help with. So we can talk about that a little bit, maybe in the next point on the agenda.
Could I ask a question, Eileen?
Adriana? Are you here?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you. Great. Go ahead.
Can I speak now?
Yeah, wait, who's asking?
It's Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn.
Maybe someone.
Okay, Marilyn, go ahead with your... You know,
I'm just a little puzzled about the fact that I kind of feel like we're useless if we didn't we're supposed to sign off on this before Lydia does, and then but she signed it 3 weeks before we we saw it. And I just wonder maybe if next time we couldn't maybe have an emergency meeting just in case. If it's a boilerplate contract, of course it was for us to say about it, but it just seems kind of unfortunate that we're supposed to sign off on it and it's already signed 3 weeks before we met. So I know that everybody's busy and there were the referendum and so on, so I understand, but maybe that's not the best practice. I'm just raising that. I'm not being critical. I'm just raising that as something that bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, I understand you, and I agree, actually, that we should follow a process, and we didn't. It's partly my fault because I wasn't thinking about it, frankly. It didn't occur to me that of the days rushing by and, you know, what was happening when. So, that's all I can say about that. But I think maybe I would like to get down on paper a little bit, our processes, and then it might be easier for us to follow them. So maybe we can all, you know, contribute to that together. Maybe I can get something started and circulate it, and people can add to it.
Okay.
Let me make a note that I'll
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
Well, I think Adriana asked for the floor a while back.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Eric to the stack when it's my turn. Thank you.
Okay, so let me get this down before I forget. Adriana, and then Sandra?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Eric is next, and then I'm last.
Oh, okay. Whatever, whichever way you want to go. Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, first of all, I'm sorry that I couldn't get in till the, yes, and they went with the last code I could get in. But, I was worried about that, too. I said, you know, a contract is being signed, and the audit committee was the one reviewing the contract with the auditors. But, I mean, I think it's good now. But what I don't want things keeping, out of hands and happen before come to the committee, I will have we're having a meeting with some of the auditors and ask them about the date. I'm sorry if you talk about that before, but because I want to have an idea what they are expecting, what they think that they have, because obviously they are being our auditors within several years, and I hope that they know exactly where they are standing now, and I want to have some more dates or some more possible dates of what they expect. And I would love for us to have a meeting with the auditors talking to us and letting us know, what to expect and what if they need anything from us to be sure that this time the audit is on time.
Okay, Adriana. Yeah, we did discuss this before you got on the call. We'll come back to it if we have time. Okay. Thanks. Eric?
Yes.
Eric, you're on the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you, Eileen. My point relates not so much to the contract per se, because I suspect that it is virtually identical to our previous contract with Rogers and Company. So, me, the only issue is whether it was prudent to reengage the same auditors for another year. Remind me, were they the auditors in the year prior to when I got involved with the audit committee the year before last? They were it's how many years consecutively? It's two, but is it more than two?
This will be the their first year was for fiscal year 2017, and that was with a different lead auditor. That was Scott, I forget his last name right now, but he left the firm after that, moved out to the Bay Area, and then we've been working with Jorge since fiscal year 2018. there are arguments for and against changing audit firms. I think I sent out to you guys some of those.
You did. Very helpfully, documents. I might add. Those were very helpful.
Good. So I don't see it as not being prudent because I don't see anything amiss with
I don't either,
Rogers
but I'm bringing it up
work.
As a subject.
But we can certainly talk about it probably in the new year, maybe with the new committee. I hope some of you will still be here, committee. But, yeah, I think it's worth having the discussion.
Well, could I go further and say that if I have to move, I'll move, but tell me if it's necessary. I think we should give a retroactive approval to the re-engagement of Rogers and Company, and I'll tell you why. It has to do with having been attentively paying great close attention to their presentations to us. Over the past 2 years. And I'm impressed by their objectivity, very much so. They're no nonsense, and they don't pull any punches, and they haven't. In fact, at times I have felt on particulars that some of the punches are a little bit close to the belt, so to speak, okay? Mm-hmm. And not always in 1,000%, I found myself in not 1,000% agreement, but of course that's their job to be brutally candid. And to my knowledge, their work product has not been questioned, in a credible way from any, official quarters. Or even unofficial quarters. I'm talking about the audits themselves. Does anybody on this committee have any information to the contrary, that there has been anything unsound in any way with their work product?
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yeah, once they're finished.
So I'm under the assumption that the answer to my question is in the negative and at least nothing that I can take entirely as credible, because in part of our culture as an organization, as we all know, with any longevity of serving the organization in this or any other capacity we serve in, there are always, we're a dissenting organization in the big picture, but within our organization, there is always some dissension and some carping and some nitpicking criticism of this, that, or the other. But my feeling is the track record is excellent because we have done what many have thought in recent years would not be able to be done. And we did it, collectively speaking. Thanks to Netta, thanks to Rogers and Company, and thanks to us, as well. And I think something to be proud of. And thanks to management in terms of their job to respond to the management letter and things like that. So I think we have a lot to be proud of in this regard. And I would ask that we, go ahead and, put our stamp of approval on the re-engagement. And as far as getting into the weeds of debating, the issue is whether to change auditors has to do with the relationship being too cozy over time, if it goes year after year. It's gone on a few years, and it could be up for consideration for the next fiscal year, I suppose. But even there, I think the better view in the items you circulated, Eileen, was on the side of some continuity. Maybe not for 10 years, but I don't think we're over the line even close, because Rogers and Company, I consider to be very tough and objective outfit. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Was that actually a motion to accept the engagement letter as is?
Yeah, it's a motion to accept the re-engagement of Rogers and Company, because I'm sure that unless somebody has some information to the contrary, the particulars of the or found some fault in reviewing it, the engagement letter, you know, chapter and verse. I'm talking about the basic decision to reengage based on the two schools of thought that you circulated, Eileen. I think it's an entirely okay thing to have done.
Madam Chair, I was on the stack, but
Sandra,
I was
going to call.
Concur.
Okay.
I'm concurring with the previous speaker's statement that we should continue on with this particular audit company. So thank you.
Okay. Should we, just for the record, maybe take a vote?
All the questions.
Is somebody calling the question? Who was that?
Is calling the question.
I still didn't hear who it was. I'm sorry.
Sandy. Sandy Wyman.
Oh, Sandy. Sandy calls the question.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a quick vote then. Yes is to continue.
Janine to the stack. I have one more question. I'm sorry.
We're kind of in the middle of a vote. Is it germane to the vote? I think we need
to. So I just, it does say in the contract that it is the estimated time that the amount being charged is the estimated time. So is that done on an hourly, or how does that, you know, how do we know or are able to keep track of if it's taking longer?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. Can I respond?
If you know the answer, go ahead.
I don't know the answer, but my response is that a lot of the time frame that is coordinated with the contract with the auditors has to deal with how well functioning the Pacifica National Board and each of the five signal areas are able to produce the documents that the auditors need in order to do their job. Thank you.
A follow-up comment to that.
Is that Janine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go
on, Janine.
Is there a more itemized bid where it is an hourly or a weekly amount? It's just that, you know, we are, all of the stations are watching their pennies, and, you know, it's, I just think that, not now, I mean, we can certainly vote to accept this, but I would be curious if we could in the future get a more of a breakdown besides just a total.
I'm sure we can
get
that, and I will make a note to do that. Okay, hourly or whatever the parameter to. Okay, all right, so let's move on to a vote. So yes is to continue with Rogers and Company, and in the guise of accepting the engagement letter, and no would be the opposite. So I will.
Madam Chair, can you ask if there are any objections?
I was about to do that. Are there any objections to accepting the letter and Rogers for fiscal year 2021?
Excuse me, point of clarification, Ms. James?
Yeah, go ahead.
This vote's sort of meaningless, right? I mean, if the contract's signed, it's a done deal. We're just voting that we approve, you know, that action that signed the contract,
yes.
Right? There's no, no meaning at all.
Yeah, I see your
just, you know.
Can I amend my own motion to make it a sense of the audit committee? Technically, he's absolutely correct. It's because there's contract
signed.
You know,
I think that's very good. I don't know if a parliamentarian would accept that, but I think it makes perfect sense to have sense of the committee. We can write it like that. And I think what's left to us to do is to ask these questions like Janine asked. Obtain that information. So we'll do that. And if anybody has any other questions along those lines, whether now or later, we will ask them. Okay.
Eileen? Eileen, George here.
Hi, George.
You might want to put it in the form of ratification of,
okay,
of the engagement, since it has been signed, but to ratify that selection, and just along those lines, I just checked back, and yes, 17 was our first audit with them, and so I've worked with them the last 4 years, and if we were discussing between them and another firm, it's gotten a little bit better every year because it started off total chaos, and the chaos has reduced over the years, but there's still some sticky spots in certain stations. But I would say that they've earned their spot at the table to do the audit in really the best year, the best condition that that the books have been in many years.
I think I've thought of that before, that it would be almost cruel taken away from them after they survived all the really difficult years.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now we're going to give it all nice and clean to somebody else.
Well,
that
would be not it's good. Not like they're breaking our door down either, or other firms.
Oh.
Adriana?
Yeah. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I don't especially oppose, but I want to, not vote in this, you know. I mean, I don't have any problem. I don't think that make any sense for us to ratify it. That's the way that I feel, and I want to abstain in the vote. That's all. I'm not disagreeing.
Well, you can abstain when,
yes, that's,
when we
yes.
get there.
Yeah.
Because
what I'm saying is the thing is done. It's nothing that we can do now, and we obviously need to keep going. I mean, I'm not discussing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would say that the reason to ratify it would be simply at least to indicate that we did discuss it, that we're aware of what happened, that we've looked at the letter and know what's in it, and at least just to show our awareness. So I think that's a reason.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I speak?
Yes, Sandra. Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you. We can discuss this length. We can just keep discussing it. But long story short, this particular audit company has been with us for a while now, and they have waded through the quagmire. They have brought us out on the other side, and there is no audit. There is no, I want to say valuable, but that's not the right word. There is no ethical audit committee that would intentionally sink their productivity. And by that I mean that, you know, they agreed to be our audit committee, or they agreed to be our auditors. Wade through the quagmire. They did so successfully, and they brought us out on the other side. And I think that is saying something, you know, because audit committees are like doctors and cops and lawyers.
Audit,
there's good
audit
ones
firms,
and
you mean, right? You mean
yes.
Audit firms.
yeah. Autumn, yes. You know, there's good ones and there's not so good. But this particular audit firm has proven their worth to Pacifica in that they have, like I said, dug in deep, waited us out, and they have ideas for helping us do better. And that's part of what an audit firm does. They tell you, well, this is where you're losing, this is where you're winning, this is what you need to do to make mm-hmm. it better. And so I think they've done that. I think they've proven their worth. I'm not all about changing the audit committee to a different committee just for the sake of going to a different firm.
Audit firm.
Sorry.
You really have a committee on your brain. Okay.
I am so close to being done. Anyway,
okay.
Thank you for indulging me.
Okay.
But long story short, whether it's a retroactive letter or I forget the term that was used previously, but yes, let's continue on. Let's keep going. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. So I would like to get back. We had a motion on the floor that started out.
I just asked for the stack. I was on mute.
Oh, I didn't hear you, Lawrence. Please go
I
ahead.
I was on mute, so you couldn't.
No wonder.
I heard William wanted the floor. I would yield to William, and then if you could let me go after William.
Sure. Okay, William, please go ahead. William?
Hello, thank you. William Hairwagon. I was leaning in the same direction as Adriana, but I don't think anybody's saying these auditors couldn't do it or they've done anything bad. So, but we don't need to ratify anything. We just say, yes, there is an engagement audit. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. May I go now?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So this is, of course, this is after the horse was attached to the carriage. It's a done deal.
Out of the barn.
or whatever. Out of the barn. I like my analogy. You know, this whole discussion about that we were looking to change horses, if you will, in midstream, I never heard anybody in the committee make any mention of that we were looking. But what the committee did want to do, and I alerted Eileen and the PMB, was we wanted to do our best practice in terms of having that conversation to discuss the engagement letter, right? And so that wasn't done. So I do think that we should vote. I really appreciate the work that the audit firm has done in terms of bringing us current, in terms of being patient with us, because we have difficulties getting financial documentation out of each unit in the network. I would think that a vote, just to formalize it, if you will, and memorialize that we did have a conversation after the horses were released out of the barn, but at least we had it anyway. Because that was the concern that I brought to the attention of the chair and the PMB after I learned after that the contract had already been signed. And I'm glad that it has, because the audit firm has done an excellent job. Let me emphasize the word excellent in regards to bringing us up to snuff, right? So I appreciate that, Hoyet, and I appreciate the firm for bringing us up to date. But I will, because the horses were let out of the barn and I didn't get to choose whether it was a Clydesdale or Pasofino horse, I'm definitely going to also abstain on the vote. But I, 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 I think, Chair, that you should take a vote to memorialize and to concretize that we did have a conversation about the engagement letter.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. That was what I did say that. I thought that's why it was worth ratifying it or voting on it somehow, whatever we want to call it. So I think we should go ahead and do that. But I will
Chair.
Say again, I don't know if you, I'm speaking after that, please.
Chair, a friendly amendment.
May I finish speaking? You're interrupting. Whoever that is, I'm not sure who that is. One moment, please. Sorry, in my train of thought. I did apologize earlier, you know, and I'll do that again, that I let the timing get away from me a bit in terms of our having any other meetings on this or any other topic. And then the timing of events kind of rolled on more quickly than we might have expected. So I do apologize for not calling meetings or not being in touch more often with the committee. So, and I also said that maybe we could get these procedures down on paper somewhere. So I think that would just help us follow them better in future years. Okay.
Marilyn,
so
that's
it. Yeah, that was, I think, was that Janine before you that was asking for the floor? Somebody was asking for the floor.
That was,
Janine.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to get have you go into the vote and not be able to.
Sure.
I
go ahead and say
an amendment, and that we will be forwarded a breakdown of the estimate for purposes of discussing cost status throughout the
yes.
process. So,
yes,
is there an hourly?
And I'll get that.
Oh, okay. But
uh-huh.
I just wanted to make sure that it was part of passing this because. Without that, we're not really safetying, and there's no
okay,
disrespect to the process. I'm just saying that it's a large number, and there's no detail to it.
Madam Chair?
Marilyn Stack.
Okay, I'm going to take, like, the people who are on the stack now, and then we really need to move on. So we've got Janine, who wants... I'd like that to be a separate motion and just apart from ratifying the thing. I think that makes more sense to get the info.
Well,
Janine,
as a follow-up, that would affect my vote.
Well, I want to stack Marilyn.
Eric also
okay,
wants to stack one more time briefly.
All right. Janine, Marilyn, Eric, did I leave anybody else?
Sandra requested the stack feature.
Sandra, where were you in this list? Do you remember?
I will go at the end.
Okay, great. All right. All right, Janine, I got your point. Marilyn?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My turn? Yeah. I just want to say, in reality, it wasn't really us who made the mistake. I think it was out of order for the interim executive director to go ahead and sign before the audit committee had approved it. And what should have happened is she should have put a fire under, should have contacted you to say, I need to sign this. We need a committee. This letter has to be dealt with. We need a committee meeting ASAP. And we could have met on short notice. That's not out of the question. It's not a personal meeting. It's just a conference call. And she shouldn't go ahead and sign things with it when the proper bodies haven't already approved it. Not to say we wouldn't approve it, but that's really not should not happen. That's
okay,
my
understood. That's, I've got that noted here. Thank you for that, Eric.
Yes, my only point is that I would like separate a separate sense of the committee, ratification of the re-engagement of Rogers and Company as our auditors, and then divide the question as to the any fine points we want to condition with relation to the contract itself, because I think the question that interests me more is the threshold one of whether it was correct to re-engage Rogers and Company, and I want to fully associate myself with Sandra's very well-spoken, articulate presentation, better than mine. I don't mean to be any type of uncritical cheerleader in this respect, but Sandra has well stated, better than me, that they have done outstanding work, and they deserve to be re-engaged.
Got it.
Notwithstanding
any
super fine points of best practices, which are obviously debatable, and we're coming down on the correct side of that debate by re-engaging them. So I'd like a separate ratification of that decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
James for the stack, please.
Okay, but Sandra was on there first. Sandra, go ahead. Sandra?
I'm here. I was muted.
Okay,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so...
But let's be brief.
I so much appreciate all the comments that have come before mine. And I know I've been weighing in and interrupting, and I don't mean to do that. But I think it's a pretty simple decision that each and every member of this committee can make, and that is to weigh in to what we have experienced in the last few years and what we hope to achieve going forward. And I think that what we have experienced in the last few years is that Rogers and Company has done their due diligence. They have performed as best as any audit company firm could do, given what they were dealing with, which is Pacifica. And so given that, I would say, you know, we can ratify, we can just say, oh, well, somebody that was an interim person signed the contract, but we agree that we should continue on with these folks. And we know that there are financial struggles ahead, in nine ways to Sunday, but we know that this audit firm, this audit company, is auditing us, and that's their job. That's what audit companies do, and they are nine times out of ten meticulous as hell. You know, they give it their all, and it's up to us.
I think. Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm just. We're going on for. We're spending a lot of time.
I'm sorry.
I know we all think Rogers is great, and I appreciate your.
Let's just go to a vote. Let's make a decision on this.
Okay, I'm going to let James have his say here. He's on the stack, and then we.
I will be brief.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to say I don't think the audit committee has any standing for actually, you know, defining a contract or signing a contract or anything else. You know, we're a body that's supposed to help the national board. We're not there with it. We don't really have any authority at all, other than, you know, what authority the PNB wants to give us. So I don't think we have any say over whether a contract gets signed or not signed. We're there to provide some evaluation, some second pair of eyes to just make sure there's not any issues. But you know, the executive director, I think, has complete authority to sign a contract like this, and it doesn't require the committee to actually okay it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. It's so we're arguing a lot about something that we really don't, you know.
James?
I think it's good for us to weigh in on this, but I think it's we're really getting distracted.
Yeah, James, I'm pretty sure that just about every nonprofit will have an audit committee. Certainly the ones that are live in California, because this is part of the California code as well. An audit committee, at the very least, finds and selects an audit firm. And the reason the IED or management can't do that is because auditors audit the work of management. So it would be a conflict of interest. Who signs the contract, that's a different thing. We are not, none of us are authorized signers of Pacifica contracts, so we don't sign things. But, you know, like Lydia couldn't just go out and find a firm and hire them. So, you know, and sign the contract. So that's the difference. It's to avoid that conflict, I believe. So,
but until that firm gets fined, you know, until the TNB directs us to go find somebody, I don't think we have any authority to go find somebody.
Oh, I see what you mean. We could certainly make recommendations. You know, if we saw something that was wrong, we would inform the PNB if they weren't already aware of it. I haven't really thought that out, but I'm sure that's something that would happen.